Lord Ashiye's Forge Room was the traditional retreat of every mountain ruler going back in time to the first Badger Lord. It had a raised fire at its centre, which was never allowed to go out. Charcoal, sea coal and driftwood were piled along one wall of the room, which had all the trappings of an armourer: two anvils, a quenching vat, a ready supply of metal and well-seasoned timber. The metal for blades, the timber for handles and hafts. There was also a bellows, a barrel of oil and bunches of secret herbs used in the making of weapons. On the wall opposite the door was a long open window space facing the shore and the western sea. Lord Ashiye sat on the low wide sill, beckoning the major to sit beside him. Mullane had been in the forge room many times, yet he still could not help staring in wonder at the weapons which hung from its walls. Most of them were made for warrior badgers: huge spears, hefty shields, stout longbows with arrows almost as tall as himself, and swords. Such swords they were, legendary weapons of massive proportions, broad-bladed, double-pawed hilts, far too heavy for any but a badger lord to wield. Ashiye spread his big greasy forge apron on the sill between them, as a knock sounded on the door.
"Ah, the tea! Come in, please!"
It was the first time Phipps and Tringle had been permitted to enter this inner sanctum. The heads swivelled from side to side, trying to take in everything. Major Mullane hid a smile, cautioning them.
"Eyes front, chaps! Look where you're jolly well going! Lose that tea and I'll have your tails for dinner and your guts for garters!"
Wobbling slightly, the two young hares made their way to the sill and placed the trays down gingerly. Lord Ashiye gave their ears a gentle tug.
"Well done, you two. Now let's see who'll be first back to the mess. On your marks, get set, go!"
They flew off like twin arrows, with the major shouting,
"I say, shut that door on your way out! Oh, never mind. I'll jolly well do it myself, what?"
He rose and went to shut the door.
"Now, sir, what were you wanting to chinwag about, eh, what?"
Mullane spread a substantial-looking scone with strawberry preserve and thick meadow cream. Lord Ashiye ignored the food, lowering his voice as he confided to the major.
"This is for your ears alone, Mull. Not to go beyond this room. Understood?"
"Indeed, sir. Mum's the word, what?"
Ashiye nodded his great silver head.
"Good beast, Mull. I know I can depend on you, so listen carefully. Since the turn of the last moon, I've been having dreams."
The major interrupted with a chuckle.
"Know what you mean, sir. I get it myself. Some pretty odd ones when I've been scoffing cheese and pickles for supper in the mess."
Ashiye gave a deep snort of irritation. Mullane knew he had said the wrong thing and apologised.
Most dreadfully sorry, my lad. Bloomin' silly of me to mention it. Pray continue, sir."